An attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-984-6755. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-984-6755. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-984-6755. That's 800-984-6755.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
42-9, our final score as Harrison gets the win over Mountain Home this evening. The Goblins, if you joined us late, they took control early. They scored on four of their first eight plays they ran tonight. Gabe Husky got things started with a 40-yard touchdown run. Then he had a 6-yard touchdown run, a 67-yard touchdown run. Johnson hooked up with Shaver on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Then Johnson to Ballard for 50 yards. It was 35-0 at the half. Ballard had a 3-yard touchdown run in the second half. Bombers only score, well, they had two scores in the second half. Gage Hirschberger with a 19-yard touchdown run, and Carlos Cardenas with the 27-yard field goal. And Tobias, it was good to see Mountain Home get some points on the board late in the game and try to get something to build on going into next week.
It was. It was nice to get, see him get some points on the board. You know, if I'm Coach Maddox, I think you're the team. You've learned a lot in this game. You've went out with a really, really good Harrison opponent. And, but I saw some improvements in some places over last week. You know, I still think we've got some room to grow on our line a little bit. And, we really need to work on keeping them out of the backfield. And, I think this is a great non-conference opponent to get you ready for a really, really tough conference schedule. And, I think you can walk away here, still holding your head high with a lot to learn. They're going to have some good stuff to review from the film. And we talked a lot about it. Hirschberger ran the ball well tonight. Was really impressed with Bryce McKay's play for the most part. Thought he did a good job throwing the ball around, running. And like I said, I think they've got some good things to build on, and they can get ready for next week.
You betcha. Making that trip to Nettleton over at Jonesboro next week. Sonny's still working on the stats for us. We'll take a break, come back, and check those coming up in just a moment. Final score, Harrison wins it 42-9. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
You think this changed your life? Just wait until you see what's next. Next, powered by NAEC. Access to rural high-speed internet means more than just binge-watching your favorite show. It means access to jobs, healthcare, and education. Next is working in phases to bring high-speed internet to eventually all almost 29,000 members of NAEC. See when you'll be next at MyNextFiber.com. The next big thing for our community is next, powered by NAEC.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
We're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. Stock is updated regularly, so you never know what kind of treasures you'll find. We offer a wide variety of stylish furniture for any budget, and every piece is court certified. Now through September 8th, save big for your home or office. Mention Labor Day 25 and take an additional 25% off anything in the store. Task chairs from $29.99, queen mattress and box springs from $199.99, five-piece dining sets from $199.99, and more. Go to courtfurnitureoutlet.com.
Black 33!
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Goblins win it by a score of 42-9. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award brought to you by Matt Hershberger of Pegler Real Estate Group. Call 405-4144. I forgot my glasses tonight. I almost couldn't read that. Gage played very well tonight, didn't he?
Gage did. He did. He ran the football well. He was the only touchdown of the night. I was really impressed with his play. I mean, like you heard us say, you know, he would catch that first contact, and he would just keep driving his feet just to get those extra yards, and he scrapped for it. So definitely deserving tonight of that Dirty Jersey Award.
Gage Hershberger winning that, 94 yards on 15 carries tonight. Our game stats brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant at Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. Mountain Home with 229 yards of total offense. Harrison with 408. Of course, the clock was running in the second half. They had 335 at halftime, which was impressive. That offense put on a show tonight.
They did. They did. You know, they only had 17 yards in the second half or the fourth quarter. You know, to have 408 yards and only 17 in the fourth quarter, It's actually kind of unbelievable. I mean, I feel like a broken record here, guys, but Harrison is legit. Harrison has a shot, and I think that's probably one of the best Harrison teams we'll ever see come into Mountain Home.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Harrison wins it by a score of 42-9. That's going to do it for the broadcast from the stadium. Matt will check scores for us coming up here in just a little bit. Our next broadcast coming up next Friday night. Sonny's with me next week, isn't he?
I believe so.
We got musical chairs going on this year.
We do.
Sonny and Tobias, and I think Zach Bird will join us for a game or two. So that's our next broadcast coming up next Friday night from Nettleton over at Jonesboro. Tobias, appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Brad. I love being up here. This is the best place to watch the game in the entire house, and I just appreciate you having me on.
Sonny had stats. We appreciate that, and that'll do it for our broadcast from the stadium. We'll catch you again next week with Bomber Football here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And we welcome you in back into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home falls to Harrison tonight by a score of 42-9. And again, the Goblins came into this game ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A. We will look over, there'll be more scores to come later on tonight. Join us tonight from 10 until midnight as Rex Nelson and Nate Olson will be along for the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Again, that'll be from 10 until midnight. Let's go ahead and give you the scores that we've got right now throughout the state. Let's take a look first at the 6A East. Searcy, last score we had, they were up on Sheridan 13-7 in the second quarter. Jonesboro coming into tonight's game ranked second. Ranked 3rd in Class 6A, playing at Batesville tonight. That one may have gone final. It has, and the Hurricane has defeated the Pioneers by a score of 35-7. Also tonight, Jacksonville playing at playing against Mills tonight down in Little Rock, and let's see if we've got a score on that one this evening. And that game may have gone final as well. And let's see what we've got here. Well, we have yet to find that one. I'll see if I can find that as we continue along. Sylvan Hills playing at Little Rock Catholic, and it was the Rockets beating the Bears by a score of 35-13. Pine Bluff at home against Cabot tonight. I've lost my scoreboard. I'll try to get back for you as soon as I can. Marion, the fourth-ranked team in Class 6A, hosting Wynn tonight, and West Memphis is idle this week. Yellow Summit hosting Green Forest as we take a look at the local level. Last score I had, Salem was up on Mountain View at halftime. I believe that was 38-16. Melbourne playing against Midland tonight down Pleasant Plains. Haven't seen a score on that one. Last score I saw, Marshall was trailing Hector 29-16. Also tonight, West Plains hosting Rolla. Hollister at home against Lamar. And I've got my scoreboard back. Let's see what scores I can give you. Let's go back to the 6A East. Marion, the fourth-ranked team in Class 6A, is a trailing win 27-21 in the final quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Pine Bluff is losing to Cabot 38-13. And again, Sylvan Hills lost to Little Rock Catholic tonight by a score of 35-15. Now, back to the local level, it's 38-14 at halftime, Salem over Mountain View. Last score we had from the second quarter, Hector was leading Marshall 29-16. Have yet to see last we'd heard, the Yellow Summit was losing to Green Forest. Hopefully we'll have that score soon. Taking a look at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet gotten to. North Little Rock, who is tied for number one, is hosting Whitehaven from Tennessee tonight. I haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Last score we had, third-ranked Fayetteville was up on Owosso, Oklahoma. Actually, was trailing Owosso, Oklahoma, 7-0. Fourth-ranked Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is at home against Fort Smith's Northside. I believe the Bulldogs have the lead in that one. Number five, Bentonville, last we saw, they were up on sixth-ranked Conway, 10-0. And number 10, Little Rock Christian hosting Valonia tonight. Haven't seen a score on that one lately. Two teams in the top 10 are idle. One of them is Bryant, who's tied with number one for that, who's tied with North Little Rock for that number one ranking. And the other one is number 7, Pulaski Academy, who's also number one in Class 5A. In the Class 6A top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 2, Benton, is hosting the top-ranked team in Class 4A tonight, Arkadelphia. Last I saw, I believe the Panthers were leading the Badgers in that one. Haven't seen a score on the game between 5th-ranked El Dorado and Camden Fairview. In the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 5, Morrilton, is hosting Russellville tonight. Haven't seen a score on that one tonight. 4th-ranked Little Rock McClellan is idle this week. In the Class 4A top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, number 2, Nashville is at home against Hope, and number 4, Joe T. Robinson, playing at Rogers tonight. Two teams are idle in Class 4A, Class 4A top 5. One is number 3, Warren, and the other is 5th-ranked Shiloh Christian. Class 3A Top 5, number one, Ryzen, playing at on the road against the fifth-ranked team in Class 2A, Fordyce. Second-ranked Camden Harmony Grove at Bearden tonight. Number three, Prescott, is at Mena. Number four, Smackover, is on the road taking on the second-ranked team in Class 2A, Junction City. And number five, Boonville, is at home against Ozark. I believe the Hillbillies were winning that game. That game may have gone final. I've lost my scoreboard again. In the Class 2A Top 5, a couple games we haven't yet got to. Number three, Gurdon, playing at Falk tonight. And fourth-ranked Foreman is at home against Genoa Central. Number one, Hazen, is idle this week. So that's a look at what else is going on around the state and the area, and that's going to put a wrap on tonight's broadcast as, again, Mountain Home suffers a 33-point loss to Harrison. And our next broadcast will come your way next Friday night at Jonesboro. Mountain Home will take on the Raiders of Nelton. This will be the last non-conference game for Mountain Home before an idle week the following week, and then they'll start conference play 3 weeks from tonight. So again, Mountain Home falls, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. So I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Tobias Pugsley out at the stadium, and I want to thank you for listening to us here on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Harrison Goblins 42 and the Mountain Home Bombers 9. Good night, everyone.